The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
Welcome back. Second half of the show. We have a lot to do. Later, Matt Stinchcomb will join us at the bottom of this hour. More of your phone calls at 855-242-7285. Pat Forty in hour number one, upsetting a lot of Alabama fans by daring to rank them number four in his poll this week in Sports Illustrated. Let's get back to the call. Sean in Indianapolis. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today?
Sean, we're doing great. Thank you.
Fantastic. Hey, listen, I just wanted to say that Pat Forty is entitled to his opinion, but I disagree with his opinion. I don't understand how he can place Alabama at number four when, if you look at what Alabama has been and has done this year, clearly better than any of the three other teams ahead of them. Specifically, if you look at Georgia, their greatest win was against Clemson. And as we can see now, Clemson is nowhere near where they used to be. And Florida, the win against Florida, to me, says much more about Alabama than anything. So I'm not really sure what he was thinking, but only that he probably wasn't thinking.
Well, I'll look at it this way. It's his opinion. He is a very knowledgeable reporter and columnist, and he is offering a snapshot of what he saw. And I don't know how he ranked Penn State ahead of Alabama. I can understand maybe Georgia and Oregon, but again, that's his opinion. It's his column. Good for him. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Jimmy is up next. Good afternoon, Jimmy.
How you doing, Paul?
Jimmy, we're doing great.
Yeah. I was talking to you last week. I'm Jimmy the cop from New York. My phone dropped on when I was talking to you, so I went out and bought a new phone. Okay. Let me tell you, what a weekend that was last weekend. Unbelievable weekend. You got the greatest job in the world, let me tell you.
Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate that. Don't tell anyone, okay?
I won't. And what impressed me last week more than anybody, when those four teams played in the Swamp and the Whiteout, I was impressed by Auburn and their coach. I really thought they were good.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. You're right about that. I mean, they all four played well. It came down to two or three plays at the end. You can pick out one play in both games that may or may not have had the most impact. But you and I both know. College football is about more than the final play.
Yeah. One other thing, I complained about Lou Saban last week about his press conference, his attitude, and right. You were defending him, saying, "You know, it's partly your fault, or, you know, the media." Let's not forget that Lou Saban uses you more than he uses them. You know, when he says about the player getting $1 million from the NIL, and then he says, "I have 26 players in the pros." He's using you too. You know.
Sure. Yeah. Use me. Keep using me. What was that song by Bill Withers? Use me.
And I got one other thing that I want to. Last week you had a gentleman on and you were grilling him a little about Dan Mullins, why he didn't like Dan Mullins. You were asking him. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I'm going to put you on the hot seat right now. Why don't you like Urban Meyer?
Man, you feel like you got the hot light under me right now. Well, I'll tell you why I don't like Urban Meyer.
Well,
I think,
yeah.
You want an answer? I'll give you an answer.
Yeah.
I think he's a fraud.
Okay. Because I don't like him either, so.
Okay.
Two of us.
Okay. I thought I was about to get the Queen's yellow pages in my gut there. Okay, I feel better.
we'll be broken.
Can we come back here? We got a broom closet here. We want to ask a few questions in.
One other thing.
And the lieutenant goes, "No marks there, Jimmy. No, stay away from his face."
All right. Late 70s, early 80s. Let me set the stage. Late 70s, early 80s. I'm on Park Avenue walking north.
Okay.
Park Avenue in the that time of year in the fall is very deserted. You know, there's nobody there.
So you're walking toward the Bronx, right?
I'm walking toward, exactly. You got it.
Okay.
Who do I see walking? Nobody else in the street, just me and some guy coming forward.
Okay, I'm going to take a wild guess. Son of Sam.
No, I didn't solve that case, but I told my wife I was working overtime when I went out. Listen, you know who it was?
No.
Bear Bryant.
Bear Bryant on Park Avenue?
Yep, all by himself. He had the hat on and everything. So I went up to him and I said, you're Bear Bryant. You know what he said to me?
No kidding.
I said, you're Bear Bryant. You know what he said? And who are you? He said, who are you?
Were you in uniform?
That was it. Yeah, I was in uniform, but I don't think I had a name tag at that time.
Okay. Yeah.
That's about all I got to
That's
today,
quite a conversation there. I like that.
But I like the phone book. That was a funny one.
Thanks. Thanks, Jimmy. Yeah, I mean, everybody. Yeah. Did you hear Jimmy the cop from New York deny that?
No.
Yeah.
He did not deny it.
Well, and again, for those of you who don't understand police brutality, well, police work. The phone book just inflicts pain, but it doesn't inflict any permanent damage.
Right.
Right. You know, a billy club, you know, might leave a few marks, but a phone book is just think about a phone book in your gut, especially in New York. I mean, it's one thing if you're like in, Davenport, Iowa. I mean, that you probably couldn't kill a fly with that phone book, but the Queen's phone book or the phone book in Montgomery, Alabama, where our next caller's from. I'm in.
Live from the capital city, and I tell you, Paul, you use me till you use me up. Use me up. You know, Paul,
what a song.
I was listening. Hey, it was Bill Withers or something else.
He was great.
Ain't no sunshine. Ain't no sunshine. And there ain't no sunshine in the family world.
That is one of my favorite songs.
Nothing but tears and fears. Tears and fears. You know, Paul, yesterday I heard you try to give the fans a way out. You know, it was hot. It was 100% humidity down there.
I was trying.
Hell, Florida Gators played, didn't it?
I was hot.
It was hot. It was real hot. It was real hot. It was damn real hot. Florida Gators played in it, too. I guess Alabama's got them. They got their stadium inside boys, and then they got the outside guys. Which ones played the other day? The inside guys? Because it got real damn hot. War Eagle. Paul, has any of the Penn State fans called in complaining because they almost lost? Has anybody else in the country complaining because they almost lost? Hell no. You know why? Because the Bammers are back, and they're back with a real big fear. Poor damn Eagle.
Man, our man is having a bad decade, isn't he? Let's take a break. I don't think we can top that or bottom that. I'm not really sure which one that is. But we have Matt Stinchcomb coming up, Connor Bazelak, Kirk Herbstreit. Who knows who else?
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
We welcome you back. Glad to have you here and more of your phone calls right now. And let's check in with Eric, who is in Minnesota. Hello, Eric.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call today.
Thank
First time caller all the way up north. Thank you. So a couple quick things I'm going to rattle off real quick. I was listening earlier the past 2 days, overreaction Monday and Tuesday, and being a diehard Georgia Bulldog fan living up north, one of the few and only, I got to say, people need to realize, take a deep breath, relax, and realize that four of our six starters on Georgia's defense last year in the secondary got drafted in the NFL. So just take a deep breath and relax, because Richard LeCount, our leader in the secondary last year, is not with us anymore. So dog fans who are still complaining about margin of victory or secondary, it'll be fine as the season rolls around. Number two, was it the Alabama? I forgot his name. Legend, I think, from Alabama.
Right.
Hey, you guys beat the Gators in the Swamp. Hey, it was a solid victory, and that's what makes him and Bill Belichick top-notch coaches from the week before. So I just think what didn't work the week before, Belichick and guys like Saban, they figure out the following week, and I promise you, they're not going to give up another 250 yards rushing for the rest of the year. I guarantee you that. And number three, like I said, thanks again for taking my call, Paul. And another thing, I agree with Justin and Athens. If Kirby were to lose that game against Alabama and call like a moral victory, like they're dubbing with Mullen, he would get murdered by the national media. Big time. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Legend is next.
Woo! What's going on, Paul Feinbaum, the mouth of the South?
Legend.
What's going on, brother? Man, I tell you, Paul, all due respect to you. And I say that, Paul, with all due respect. I thought some of your callers were dumbasses, but it's getting clearer and clearer to me that your guest is the biggest dumbasses on this whole friggin' show. And that's a bigger dumbass than Larry. That's a bigger dumbass than Joe from Red Bay. And that's a bigger dumbass, Paul, than I-Man, who I like to refer to as Gaylord Fokker off of Meet the Fokkers, Paul. This is insane to me, Paul. Number four. Let me tell you something, Pat Forte. The national championship belt, the gold, the heavyweight championship national title of the world, it's over my shoulder, brother. And until a Georgia or an Oregon or a Penn State, are you friggin' kidding me? Paul, you didn't even have Penn State number two in their own division, and this moron's got them number two in the country. Come on, when are you going to start calling these idiots out and stop calling them experts, Paul? Give me an answer right now.
I don't have one.
Calm down, Paul. I ain't upset at you, brother. I see you turning red there. I ain't upset at you, Paul. I ain't upset at you, brother. But listen, some of your guests are dumb and dumber. And they need to understand that fans ain't stupid no more, all right? Y'all need to know about me. I'm the college football PIMP. I'm going to start pimp slapping some of your guests, Paul, because they need pimp slapping, brother. Not only does Pat Forty need pimp slapping, but Greg friggin' McElroy needs pimp slapping, Paul. He needs friggin' pimp slapping. That's right. You heard it. Greg friggin' McElroy needs pimp slapping.
Hold on. What did McElroy say that bothered you so much?
He blamed the friggin' players yesterday. That's friggin' pathetic in my book, Paul. That's friggin' mad. I know your boy is Greg McElroy, okay? And again, I love you, so let's don't get it wrong. All due respect to the king. But your guest is getting dumb and dumber, and Greg McElroy, Opie, is at the top of the friggin' list, Paul. Blaming the players instead of the coaches. You tell that to Buddy friggin' Ryan. There's 50 defensive coordinators in the nation that if they had Alabama's talent, they would be dominating college football. Alabama doesn't move. They don't blitz. They don't fake at the line. They don't send blitzers. They stay stationary the whole friggin' time. Pete Golden is a complete bum. Because he comes on here and says he's tired of the fans talking about Pete Golden. I don't care what you're tired about, OP. You was wrong to say it was the players. It's the friggin' coaches and the fact that Pete Golden is a friggin' bum. I tell you, getting dumb and dumber, Paul. And here's something before I get off with Daryl, for Lay, for Joe from Red May, for Gaylord Focker, our man. That's right, Focker! Focker! Gaylord Focker! Because you talk like a male nurse, and your team plays like a male nurse, dude, Focker. Now, all of you, get in the ring, because I'll pimp slap all of you. You better know about me. Don't bring the beast out, because I'll beat all of you wannabe callers down. You ain't nothing in my book. Legend friggin' out.
Whoa. Legend out. Bobby is up next in North Carolina. Hello, Bobby.
How you doing, Mr. Feinbaum?
Bobby, I am doing well. Thank
you. All right?
I am.
I got two quick questions for you.
Okay.
One would be, do you think Bill O'Brien and Pete Golden would write a good resume for Dan Mullins to Southern Cal?
I would imagine Saban would mail it.
I believe he'd send it certified. But now my next question is this. You hit the nail on the head with old Urban Meyer. Let me ask you this. When do you think he's going to get sick again?
It's coming very, very soon.
Probably the 10th, I'm going to say the 12th game.
But I promise you, it will come after the Jacksonville Jaguar fans get sick of him.
Well, they're getting close, aren't they, from some of the write-ups I've seen and some of the things I've heard.
What do they say, the buds off that bloom?
Oh, yeah. You know, quite frankly, I don't think he can fall into another bed of roses, though. I think that it's going to be thorns from here out, hopefully. Hopefully people see through him. I know he's a good coach.
Urban Meyer is a great coach. He's one of the greatest college football coaches of this era.
Everything's going right.
Yeah, but that doesn't make him a great pro football coach.
No, and I agree. But again, Dan Mullins is a really good coach. You know, his play calling and stuff, he's right out there with Kiffin. That's why he throws Alabama off so much. He and Kiffin are wild cards. You know, they can make plays up that work that other people can't even think of. You know? Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, there's a template that has always given Nick Saban defenses problems.
Yeah.
And those two guys, Kiffin understands it better than anyone.
Mm-hmm.
He used to practice against it every day.
Pat Forty might be right this week, but he's also right. There's still a lot of season to play. And, you know, you got to look at it. No matter what happened, they came out with a win.
Well, what writers like Pat Forty don't care about is what fans react to. I mean,
That's correct.
He works for a major publication, and he gives an opinion. It varies week to week. That's why it's an opinion.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you taking my call. And like I say, I would even sign up on that letter for him to go to Southern Cal, though. He could probably make a real good team out of them.
Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's check in with Frank, who is up next in Georgia. Hello, Frank.
Hey, Paul, thanks for taking the call today. Let me weigh in on the unofficial poll today. I would agree with you regarding Urban, a fake. I'd also like to give I-Man the newest award. You're now the new Jim from Tuscaloosa, so congratulations. you have supplanted Jim. You are the number one moron calling into the show, so good job. Paul, what I did want to ask you to think about just a little bit today is this idea that Nick Saban has trained the Alabama fans. He has trained them with respect to the Alabama standard. So when the Alabama fans start hearing excuses like our players aren't playing well or doing what they're supposed to do or the weather, that it was hot, or any other excuse that you might hear, then that's a little bit alarming because there's a standard that has been set. And the comparison is the program. Just the same way that your friend that you've had on this show, Tim Cook, who runs Apple, just introduced an iPhone, they are the standard. Okay, they compare the new iPhone to what? The previous iPhone.
You bet.
Or the previous iPhones. And so that is the way in which the fans have been trained. So when they start hearing things from Nick that don't align to what he has previously said, the stance that he has made, the way he speaks of his team, it is their job, it is the coaching staff's job to get the five-star players prepared to execute. And so that's what is alarming to the Alabama fans, is because now they're hearing excuses. Don't make excuses. Fix the problem. And the problem isn't always the players. It is the coaches preparing the players to execute. And we did. Alabama did get out-coached. And if they keep making excuses, they'll get out-coached in 2 weeks, and they'll get beat.
Well said. Hey, thank you very much, Frank. Sobering call after a wild romp. We'll take a break. Matt Stinchcomb coming up shortly. We'll talk to the Missouri QB in the next hour, and then more of your phone calls.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
We welcome you back. Glad to have you here and more of your phone calls right now. And let's check in with Eric, who is in Minnesota. Hello, Eric. Eric?
Hey, Paul, thanks for taking my call today. First-time caller all the way up north. Thank you. So a couple quick things I'm going to rattle off real quick. I was listening earlier the past 2 days, overreaction Monday and Tuesday, and being a diehard Georgia Bulldog fan living up north, one of the few and only, I got to say, people need to realize, take a deep breath, relax, and realize that four of our six starters on Georgia's defense last year in the secondary got drafted in the NFL. So just take a deep breath and relax, because Richard LeCount, our leader in the secondary last year, is not with us anymore. So dog fans who are still complaining about margin of victory or secondary, it'll be fine as the season rolls around. Number two, was it the Alabama? I forgot his name. Legend, I think, from Alabama.
Right.
Hey, you guys beat the Gators in the Swamp. Hey, it was a solid victory, and that's what makes him and Bill Belichick top-notch coaches from the week before. So I just think what didn't work the week before, Belichick and guys like Saban, they figure out the following week, and I promise you, they're not going to give up another 250 yards rushing for the rest of the year. I guarantee you that. And number three, like I said, thanks again for taking my call, Paul. And another thing, I agree with Justin in Athens. If Kirby were to lose that game against Alabama and call like a moral victory, like they're dubbing with Mullen, he would get murdered by the national media. Big time. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Legend is next.
Woo!
what's going on, Paul Feinbaum, the mouth of the South.
Legend.
What's going on, brother? Man, I tell you, Paul, all due respect to you. And I say that, Paul, with all due respect. I thought some of your callers were dumbasses, but it's getting clearer and clearer to me that your guest is the biggest dumbasses on this whole friggin' show. And that's a bigger dumbass than Larry. That's a bigger dumbass than Joe from Red Bay. And that's a bigger dumbass, Paul, than I-Man, who I like to refer to as Gaylord Fokker off of Meet the Fokkers, Paul. this is insane to me, Paul. Number four. Let me tell you something, Pat Forte. The national championship belt, the gold, the heavyweight championship national title of the world. It's over my shoulder, brother. And until a Georgia or an Oregon or a Penn State, are you friggin' kidding me? Paul, you didn't even have Penn State number two in their own division, and this moron's got them number two in the country. Come on, when are you going to start calling these idiots out and stop calling them experts, Paul? Give me an answer right now.
I don't have one.
Calm down, Paul. I ain't upset at you, brother. I see you turning red there. I ain't upset at you, Paul. I ain't upset at you, brother. But listen, some of your guests are dumb and dumber. And they need to understand that fans ain't stupid no more, all right? Y'all need to know about me. I'm the college football PIMP. I'm going to start pimp slapping some of your guests, Paul, because they need pimp slapping, brother. Not only does Pat Forte need pimp slapping, but Greg friggin' McElroy needs pimp slapping, Paul. He needs friggin' pimp slapping. That's right. You heard it. Greg friggin' McElroy needs pimp slapping.
Hold on. What did McElroy say that bothered you so much?
He blamed the friggin' players yesterday. That's friggin' pathetic in my book, Paul. That's friggin' man. I know your boy is Greg McElroy, okay? And again, I love you, so let's don't get it wrong. All due respect to the king. But your guest is getting dumb and dumber, and Greg McElroy, Opie, is at the top of the friggin' list, Paul. Blaming the players instead of the coaches. You tell that to Buddy friggin' Ryan. There's 50 defensive coordinators in the nation that if they had Alabama's talent, they would be dominating college football. Alabama doesn't move. They don't blitz. They don't fake at the line. They don't send blitzers. They stay stationary the whole friggin' time. Pete Golden is a complete bum. Because he comes on here and says he's tired of the fans talking about Pete Golden. I don't care what you're tired about, OP. You was wrong to say it was the players. It's the friggin' coaches and the fact that Pete Golden is a friggin' bum. I tell you, getting dumb and dumber, Paul. And here's something before I get off with Daryl, for Larry, for Joe from Red May, for Gaylord Fokker, our man. That's right, Fokker! Fokker! Gaylord Fokker! Because you talk like a male nurse and your team plays like a male nurse, dude, Fokker. Now, all of you, get in the ring, because I'll pimp slap all of you. You better know about me. Don't bring the beast out, because I'll beat all of you wannabe callers down. You ain't nothing in my book. Legend friggin' out.
Whoa. Legend out. Bobby is up next in North Carolina. Hello, Bobby.
How you doing, Mr. Feinbaum?
Bobby, I am doing well. Thank
you. All right?
I am.
I got two quick questions for you.
Okay.
One would be, do you think Bill O'Brien and Pete Golden would write a good resume for Dan Mullins to Southern Cal?
I would imagine Saban would mail it.
I believe he'd send it certified. But now my next question is this. You hit the nail on the head with old Urban Meyer. Let me ask you this. When do you think he's going to get sick again?
It's coming very, very soon.
Probably the 10th, I'm going to say the 12th game.
But I promise you, it will come after the Jacksonville Jaguar fans get sick of him.
Well, they're getting close, aren't they, from some of the write-ups I've seen
and some of the things I've heard. What do they say, the buds off that bloom?
Oh, yeah. You know, quite frankly, I don't think he can fall into another bed of roses, though. I think that it's going to be thorns from here out, hopefully. Hopefully people see through him. I know he's a good coach.
Urban Meyer is a great coach. He's one of the greatest college football coaches of this era.
Everything's going right.
Yeah, but that doesn't make him a great pro football coach.
No, and I agree. But again, Dan Mullins is a really good coach. His play calling and stuff, he's right out there with Kiffin. That's why he throws Alabama off so much. He and Kiffin are wild cards. You know, they can make plays up that work that other people can't even think of. You know? Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, there's a template that has always given Nick Saban defenses problems.
Yeah.
And those two guys, Kiffin understands it better than anyone.
Mm-hmm.
He used to practice against it every day.
Pat Forty might be right this week, but he's also right. There's still a lot of season to play. And, you know, you got to look at it. No matter what happened, they came out with a win.
Well, what writers like Pat Forty don't care about is what fans react to. I mean,
that's correct.
He works for a major publication, and he gives an opinion. It varies week to week. That's why it's an opinion.
Yep. Well, I appreciate you taking my call, and like I say, I would even sign up on that letter for him to go to Southern Cal. Though he could probably make a real good team out of them.
Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's check in with Frank, who is up next in Georgia. Hello, Frank.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking the call today. Let me weigh in on the unofficial poll today. I would agree with you regarding Urban, a fake. I'd also like to give I-Man the newest award. You're now the new Jim from Tuscaloosa, so congratulations. You have supplanted Jim. You are the number one moron calling into the show, so good job. Paul, what I did want to ask you to think about just a little bit today is this idea that Nick Saban has trained the Alabama fans. He has trained them with respect to the Alabama standard. So when the Alabama fans start hearing excuses like our players aren't playing well, are doing what they're supposed to do, or the weather, that it was hot, or any other excuse that you might hear, then that's a little bit alarming because there's a standard that has been set. And the comparison is the program. Just the same way that your friend that you've had on this show, Tim Cook, who runs Apple, just introduced an iPhone, they are the standard. Okay, they compare the new iPhone to what? The previous iPhone.
You bet.
Or the previous iPhones. And so that is the way in which the fans have been trained. So when they start hearing things from Nick that don't align to what he has previously said, the stance that he has made, the way he speaks of his team, it is their job, it is the coaching staff's job to get the five-star players prepared to execute. And so that's what is alarming to the Alabama fans, is because now they're hearing excuses. Don't make excuses. Fix the problem. And the problem isn't always the players. It is the coaches preparing the players to execute. And we did. Alabama did get outcoached. And if they keep making excuses, they'll get outcoached in 2 weeks and they'll get beat.
Well said. Hey, thank you very much, Frank. Sobering call after a wild romp. We'll take a break. Matt Stinchcomb coming up shortly. We'll talk to the Missouri QB in the next hour, and then more of your phone calls.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let's check in with Kelly on Long Island. Hello, Kelly.
Hello, Paul. How are you doing today?
Very well. Thank you.
Thanks. In lieu of your conversation with Matt, now that you've seen that Alabama does have some vulnerabilities, and assuming they get past Ole Miss, do you see a closer schedule with either Arkansas or Auburn? And also, I wanted to take a shout-out to Eli Manning for having his number retired this weekend.
Oh, that is fantastic. Yeah, you're right. No, I mean Eli doesn't get enough credit for what he did for the Giants. Well, thank you, Kelly. I wouldn't look too far ahead. Assuming they get past Ole Miss, they immediately go to College Station, where I think that would be a similar type environment to what we saw at the Swamp. A different type of team, though. Hey, thank you very much for the call. Let's check in with Dwayne, who is up next. Hello, Dwayne.
Hey, Paul. I'm a first-time caller, but I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
But could you please put a mute on Legend? He called last week talking about that Alabama's not rebuilding, they're just reloading, and how they're going to blow the Gators out. And, of course, we've seen how that went. So just put a mute on him every once in a while, make all of our lives better. And I'd like to also know your opinion on how, after seeing Auburn against Penn State, how do you think they'll do the rest of the year? And War Eagle, Paul, and have a great day.
Thank you. I was impressed with Auburn. That's the good news. The bad news is the Auburn schedule. I don't think you can find a more difficult schedule. You've already played a top team on the road in Penn State. You'll play the number one and two teams in the country at some point. You'll have Georgia and Alabama at home, which is always an advantage. And those are the years that Auburn usually does pretty well. Going back, was it 2 or 4 years? 4 years when they were both number one in the country. They go to A&M, so they play three of the top seven right now, and we have no idea where Arkansas and Ole Miss are going to be ranked, and LSU. So the schedule, it almost makes it that the LSU game is just an absolute must-win for Auburn because of what the difficulty of the rest of the schedule. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very, very much. Jim is up next in North Carolina. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Paul, thanks for taking my call. Good to talk to you again. I just wanted to ask you, why have you banned callers from Texas?
Jim, I don't think there's a single caller who is banned from this show, so I'm not really sure the genesis of that comment.
Well, I hadn't heard many from Texas for a while, and they were all over your show right off the bat.
Well, I do think, Jim, if I could offer an opinion, that when Arkansas beat Texas, it pretty well quieted the Longhorn Nation down.
Well, I thought they were going to own the SEC.
No, that's later, not this year, while they're still in the Big 12.
Oh, okay. They're building.
Yeah, they're just biding their time.
I see.
Okay.
Okay.
Glad we could clear that up. I didn't want anybody get the wrong idea. Let's check in with Kudzu, who is up next. Hello, Kudzu.
Hey, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I have two things I'd like to bring up. Number one, can you help me with my history, Paul? When was the last time Florida played a Power 5 non-conference opponent? In the regular season.
Yeah, I think it was, obviously they play FSU every year, so you're not, I remember being in Dallas about, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, when they played Michigan in the first game of the year. Outside of FSU, I think that was the last time. And that was a neutral site game.
It just kind of seems to me, Paul, that, you know, one thing Saban done is he has set the benchmark, and he realizes that as tough as the SEC is, you're going to have to play some of these guys out of conference.
Well, by the way, Cudger, I don't mean to interrupt myself here, but they played Miami 2 years ago. I mean, I was at both of those games, so I should have remembered that. Yeah, they played Miami in the week zero game, and then they played Michigan in week one in 17 and 19.
Okay. Well, that's still not the same as playing Notre Dame out of conference, Oklahoma next year, or Clemson, or any of those guys. And I don't know. I just kind of feel like, you know, I think they've made great strides, but it's kind of like Georgia losing to Alabama in the SEC championship. I mean, you lost. Bottom line, you played tight, you played well, but you lost the game. And nobody really remembers the score, but they do remember one thing, if you won or you did not. The other thing, Paul, is, and you may have touched on this yesterday, this officiating, it really, really, really gets on my last nerves. The fact that those two games from the best conference in college football, and all we get is a statement from the officiating crew.
You're right. I mean, that needs to be corrected. Quarterback from Missouri coming up next.